More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There was a breaking story last week about Hunter Biden. It was a story about a gun that he purchased, a gun that was thrown behind a shop, a deli, by his then sister-in-law who he was dating. And this is not a joke. I'm saying that accurately. He was dating his sister-in-law after his brother died. And his ex-sister-in-law, then lover, took the gun, threw it in a dumpster, came back home, told Hunter Biden, I threw your gun in the dumpster. He said, no, you can't do that. Go back and get it. She goes back to get the gun. The gun's not there anymore. Then the police get involved. Then apparently the Secret Service showed up, which had nothing to do with Joe Biden or Hunter Biden at that point, legally trying to get the paperwork from the gun shop to make it all disappear and all go away. Well, then there's something else that happened. It looks like Hunter Biden would have had to have lied to obtain that gun in the first place in the background check, because one of the questions on that background check is, hey, are you on drugs? Are you addicted to drugs? Have you been addicted to opioids? Well, now he's got a new book out, Beautiful Things, about his struggle with addiction, where apparently this is nothing but a pre-planned PR stunt by the Biden administration to make you feel sorry for Hunter Biden because he's under investigation, tax issues and foreign money coming in and drug addict and buying guns illegally. If he was on drugs at the time, lying on federal forms, it would put you in prison. Like, it's a federal offense if you do this. And so now, what better way to, like, fix this problem than to make money off writing a book called Beautiful Things about your struggle and make people feel sorry for you and talk about how great your dad is? CBS News decided to do the interview. Stacey Smith did the big Easter interview, an interview about forgiveness, about love, about compassion, trying to make all of this go away. Now, imagine if Donald Trump Jr. was addicted to drugs and buying guns and lying on forms. Imagine if Donald Trump was under federal investigation. Imagine if Donald Trump had a laptop that was left with all this information about pay-to-play politics and how Joe Biden, the big guy, was making 10%, 15%, 20% off all these deals, whoring out America. Imagine if Donald Trump Jr. was doing deals with Chinese communist countries. Companies, I should say, in these countries that are being controlled by the state. We'd be having a very different story, but nope, insert Easter weekend. And Hunter Biden gets to do a sit-down interview with CBS this morning, so you'll feel sorry for Hunter Biden, that you'll root for Hunter Biden, that you'll love Joe Biden. Take a listen to how they opened this interview.
Hunter Biden, the son of President Joe Biden, has known no shortage of controversy in recent years, which means there was plenty to discuss when we sat down to chat not long ago.
You've said your dad always saw the good in you through all of this. Was there ever a time when you thought, okay, there's no way he's going to give up on me? I've done it now.
Now, imagine your first question if it was Donald Trump Jr. You're under federal investigation. There are accusations that you recently lied to obtain a gun. There's accusations that you've sold out America to foreign governments that you're controlled by oligarchs in Russia. You've gotten billions of dollars in loans secured from the Chinese. You worked on for a company in the Ukraine that you knew nothing about. That would be a good opening question. But instead, CBS News on Easter Sunday, playing on America's emotions, says, you know, did your dad ever give up on you? Didn't ask any questions about the laptop, doesn't ask the questions about the investigation, which would be what you would normally open this interview with. No, instead, tell us about your struggle. Tell us about your hardship. Tell us where we can buy your book. Tell us how great your dad is, Joe Biden, so that we can all your crap that you've been doing can just disappear.
Never, never, not once.
Hunter Biden is the president's second son, a Yale-trained lawyer and a lobbyist whose well-publicized drug problems, personal scandals, and business dealings seem to have kept him in the headlines for all the wrong reasons.
There's a current Department of Justice investigation into your finances.
Yep.
What is it about? Can you say anything more?
I can't, but I can say this, is I'm cooperating completely, and I am absolutely certain, 100% certain, that at the end of the investigation, that I will be cleared of any wrongdoing.
You're 100% certain.
I'm 100% certain of it. And all I can do.
And by the way, I actually believe him, because we're letting you write books right now. We're rooting for you, right? We're doing these softball interviews on the day of Easter to make you feel sorry for us, right? This is what we do. This is how we humanize you. We turn you into a victim and your dad into the hero that saved you. Right? We turn your struggles into no longer committing crimes, taking advantage of a country, whoring out America to the highest bidder when your dad was in office. We don't. No. We change all that. We turn into how we feel sorry for you. We turn this into the we feel bad for you. Your dad's amazing. Your dad's the greatest person that we've ever seen walk the face of the earth. You are an amazing human being. We humanize it.
Is cooperate and trust in the process.
From the time he was a toddler, Hunter Biden and his older brother Beau were fixtures in Joe Biden's public life. And when they were both hurt in the 1972 car crash that killed their mother and sister, their dad, a newly elected U.S. senator, took his oath of office in a hospital room.
If in 6 months or so there's a conflict between my being a good father and being a good senator, which I hope will not occur, we can always get another senator, but they can't get another father.
But as the Biden sons got older, their paths diverged. Beau was a war veteran and Delaware Attorney General with his sights set on higher office. But Hunter, who was kicked out of the Navy Reserve after failing a drug test, grappled with substance abuse for years. And after Beau died of brain cancer in 2015, Hunter says he was binge drinking vodka so heavily that his father intervened.
Now, I have no problem with his dad intervening. Okay, I have no problem with his dad supporting him. What I have a problem with this interview is the fact that we are now selling a book and selling a story when the reality of the story is this grown man and his father, who is not a drug addict, was allowing his son to whore out America, was allowing his son to make millions and millions of dollars and bring millions and millions of dollars into America and billions of dollars in loan and being controlled and foreign policy being controlled by foreign countries and oligarchs in Russia and Ukraine and China. And remember, Joe Biden is sober. So this whole idea that Joe Biden cares so much about his son and was saving his son and protecting his son, well, if you were doing all of these things, why would you let your son trade on your name and make the worst business deals in history when it comes to people being able to control and influence you? Why would you allow the United States government to be whored out this way? Because you're the one that's sober. The idea that he protected his son, no. He took advantage of his son. Even if I feel sorry for Hunter Biden a little bit, because I do feel sorry for addicts. Let's say I feel sorry for Hunter Biden. I feel sorry for Hunter Biden that his father, Joe Biden, took advantage of his dependency on drugs and alcohol, his addiction, to make the family millions. This is not a great story about a father coming to save a son. This is a horrific story about a father who used his son and abused his son so he could make money off of his addiction. That's what this story is about.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Biden clearly knew his son had addiction problems. Joe Biden clearly knew his son was not stable while he was pushing his son to go out and do business deals, which made the family unbelievable amounts of money. This is the story that people should be telling. A loving father does not use your addiction or push you out in the world with an addiction to go make the family money, millions of dollars. And this interview makes it look like that all of a sudden Joe Biden stepped in and Joe Biden was saving the life of his son. No, he was not saving the life of his son. If anything, he was abusing and using his son's addiction to his advantage to go make me more money. You need more money for your drugs, your alcohol? Well, you better go get this deal done in Ukraine. You better go get this deal done on Air Force Two with me in China. You better go and do this deal with this oligarch in Russia. That's not a good father. Because the father was sober. The son was not. I actually have some compassion for Hunter Biden. I really do. If you've ever known somebody that deals with these issues, if you've ever known somebody that deals with the issues of addiction, then you do have compassion for them. I certainly do. Right? I have compassion for people that deal with addiction. I have buried friends who have dealt with addiction. I have watched people ruin their lives and OD because of their addiction. But to tell this story as if somehow Joe Biden's the grand savior who came in and saved his son, he did the opposite of that. He did not save his son. He used his son. And while his son was suffering, he continued to use his son.
He came to my apartment one time, and this is when he was still in office as vice president. And so he kind of ditched his Secret Service, figured out a way to get over to the house. And I said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "Honey, what are you doing?" I said, "Dad, I'm fine." He said, "You're not fine."
He sought and got help in rehab, but in time he fell off the wagon and deeper into the abyss.
You would wake up some mornings, I shouldn't even say some mornings because you slept for like 15 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
And be looking for crack and just smoke whatever was there?
Yeah. I spent more time on my hands and knees picking through rugs, smoking anything that even remotely resembled crack cocaine. I probably smoked more Parmesan cheese than anyone, anyone that you know, I'm sure, Tracy.
Because there'd be crumbs mixed in and
Yeah. I mean, I went one time for 13 days without sleeping and smoking crack and drinking vodka exclusively throughout that entire time.
The Parmesan cheese comment there, and I want you to understand the political strategy that is you're hearing unfold right before your very eyes and ears is this is go all in and tell it all. Make it sound like you weren't even in control of yourself and that your dad saved you, and then it's going to be harder for America for people to want justice for what you have done. This is clearly an orchestrated effort. It's obvious this is an orchestrated decision. This is a decision that was made by the Biden team to clean up the mess of Hunter Biden. You make the father look like the amazing human being that saved your life, that came to your house, that tried to get you off of the juice. And then you tell the story of how hard it was for you to stay on the wagon, and then you fell off the wagon, but then your dad came in and saved you again. Therefore, I shouldn't be charged with any crimes. When the reality is your father took advantage of your addiction. That is the reality. The father took advantage of his son's addiction. That's what happened here. If he cared about his son, he wouldn't have had him traveling around the world making these deals. If he cared about his son, he wouldn't have done any of the deals. He wouldn't have had the meetings. He wouldn't have helped his son trade off his name. He would have cut his son off saying, I'm here for you personally, but you're never going to get a business deal because of me. I'm not going to let you fly on Air Force Two and go get $1 billion. I'm not going to let you sit on this board in Ukraine and put my political career at risk or the U.S. government in an awkward situation. I'm not going to support you while you're doing this deal with the mayor of Moscow. I'm not going to have you do these other deals that you've been doing that we now know all about and the laptop and everything else with the meetings with your business department. I'm not going to play golf with you and your colleagues so that you can make all this money. But you got to understand, Joe Biden understood Hunter Biden better than anybody did. He understood that he was vulnerable and he could use his son to make money for the family, and he did it. That is the story here that no one is covering. And now the media is trying to cover all that up to make you feel compassionate, like Joe Biden's the best guy ever. Hunter Biden's a victim, and he should not go to jail or be held accountable for anything that he's done.
Hunter Biden's struggle with his personal demons is a big part of his new book, from an imprint of Simon & Schuster, a Viacom-CBS company. The title, Beautiful Things, is a phrase he and his brother shared to remind each other of the good in life.
It was the last thing that he said to me.
Was?
Beautiful Things. And I held his hand, and he took his last breath.
Beau's death shook the entire Biden family, but the way Hunter dealt with his grief made headlines when he began dating his brother's widow.
After Beau died, you started a romantic relationship with Hallie, his widow.
Yeah.
When the news of that broke, how did people look at you?
I think people were confused by it. And I understand that. I mean, I really do. To me, it's not something that is difficult to explain because it came out of a real overwhelming grief that we both shared. And we were together and trying to do the right thing. And that grief turned into a hope for a love that maybe could replace what we lost. And it didn't work.
I mean, you said you lost clients over this, you lost business over this.
Yeah,
you had
absolutely.
To step down from the World Food Program.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I made a lot of decisions.
By the way, I love how they make him into a victim now. You've had to step down from things. You had to walk away from things. What a horrible, hard thing. This guy wouldn't, he would be, and I don't mean this in a mean way, okay? But he would probably be homeless if it wasn't for his being able to trade off his father's name. And he's a multimillionaire because of it. This guy's living the dream. His father has enabled him to stay afloat and not just, but flourish financially. And to have money where you can just screw around for weeks on end and drink vodka for 17 days straight and smoke crack for 17 days straight. Because he's keeping bringing in the money. Just go get the deal, son. I'll play golf with him. I'll meet with him in the hotel in California. You can trade off me, son. Just go make the family empire money. Work with my brother. Work with me. We got this. You go out there, you'll get your crack money. And now they're turning into, oh, you've had such a hard life. Look how hard it is. You had to walk away from boards, Hunter Biden. Go buy my new book. He's actually making money right now while telling you this story because we're like, oh, I got to go buy this book of beautiful things.
Decisions that I probably shouldn't have made. There was a lot more compassion and understanding for the people that knew me. But it was a horrible time, too.
And then there's this. In 2014, the younger Biden took a job on the board of a Ukrainian energy company, Burisma Holdings, at a time when his father, who was then vice president, had an active role in U.S. policy toward Ukraine. It raised eyebrows at the time, but by the 2020 elections, Hunter Biden was the center of a political firestorm.
Hunter got thrown...
By the way, I love how they say he was at the... Like he was some sort of victim. He got thrown into the center of a political firestorm. There's a political firestorm here. Okay, be very, very clear. The reason why there is a, quote, political firestorm here, it is because of what he did. Not because the media turned it into something, not because Trump turned it into something. It's because of what he did.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is nothing more than a cartel, the Biden cartel. Make money at all costs. Trade on my name at all costs. Get deals done while I'm the vice president at all costs. Tell people I'll hook them up. I'll meet with them. I'll play golf with them. And get me more money for my family because we are a cartel. We're the mafia, the Biden mafia here. But you're supposed to feel sorry for what happened to Hunter Biden now because it was politics that did this to him recently. That's at least what CBS is saying while we're telling you to go buy a crackhead's book.
It raised eyebrows at the time, but by the 2020 elections, Hunter Biden was the center of a political firestorm.
Hunter got thrown out of the military. He was thrown out, dishonorably discharged.
That's not true. It wasn't dishonorably.
Cocaine use. And he didn't have a job until you became vice president. Once you
None
became
of that
vice
is
president,
true.
He made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow,
that is simply
and various
not
other places.
True.
Looking back, did you make a mistake taking a spot on that board?
No, I don't think I made a mistake in taking the spot on the board. I think I made a mistake.
But by the way, this guy goes and gets on a board of a company in the Ukraine that he knew nothing about, and he's trading off connections to his father. He's trading off the connections to his father, and then he's asked the question out. Because remember, he's now supposed to be in a good place. He's now supposed to be sober. He's now supposed to be totally fine telling you exactly how he is now, right? Everything's okay now. Everything is fine now. Hey, should you have not taken that job? No, I should have taken that job. I have no problem taking that job. That job was mine. I was supposed to take that job. Well, are you sure about this? Absolutely. Were you qualified for the job? No, but remember, we're supposed to feel sorry for you now. We're supposed to feel sorry for you now. We're supposed to make you feel like that somehow you are a victim when your father's the one that took advantage of you as an addict.
In terms of underestimating the way in which it would be used against me.
But you must have seen the optics. Even back then, you must have... how could you not have foreseen that this was going to look bad?
Because I really didn't. I'm being as honest with...
By the way, I love this. She goes, you know, I love how she's even saying, well, it looks bad. It doesn't just look bad. It is wrong. It's not just bad. It's like this is something that is unethical that should be illegal. And if I would argue if anybody else did this, especially on the Republican side of things, not only would it be illegal, they would be in jail. They would be charged with a crime. Now, people are going to say, well, he's under investigation, so calm down. Right? People are under investigation, so relax. People are under, he's under an investigation. This is all designed so that hopefully the investigation will show nothing. That's what this is about. Be very, 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 very clear. This is all about the investigation. They're hoping that you'll feel sorry and compassion for Hunter Biden. And you'll feel sorry for Joe Biden for what he's had to go through with his son and that he was there for his son when in reality he was taking advantage of his son's addiction. You're supposed to feel sorry for him. That is what this is about. Feel sorry for him. Don't you know it was going to look bad? No, I really didn't. I didn't. I was just doing my job. You knew nothing about Ukraine. You knew nothing about oil and gas. You knew that you were only getting this job because of your father and the connections. Hell, your father got the prosecutor fired that was investigating the company you were on the board of. You don't think there's anything wrong with that? And by the way, you notice how they don't bring that up in this interview.
With you as I possibly can. All I know is that not one investigative body, not one serious journalist has ever come to the conclusion that I did anything wrong or that my father did anything wrong.
By the way, that's just a lie. Ukrainian executive thanked Hunter Biden for the opportunity to meet his dad. Ukraine, his father bragged about getting the prosecutor fired that was investigating his company. When he says not one serious journalist has said that I or my father did anything wrong, that's just not true. That's a lie. But you know what? They let him get away with it on CBS this morning. Let him get away with it. Saying something is just not true.
But the rumors lived on. In October 2020, a New York Post article said that emails purportedly showing shady dealings in Ukraine by Hunter Biden were found on a laptop computer that he supposedly left in a Delaware repair shop in 2019. The details were sketchy at best.
And last month, a declassified intelligence report said that before the election, the Russians had launched a smear campaign against Joe Biden and his family.
Oh, here it is.
It does not specifically talk about your laptop.
Yeah.
Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that's... This
I really don't know okay. the answer is. That's
you don't
the
know yes
answer.
Or no if the laptop
I don't have
was
any
yours.
Idea. I have no idea.
How do you have no idea, by the way? This is, again, the media right there. There is no way a Republican could get away with this answer. No way. Impossible. A Republican could not get away with looking you in the face and saying something that stupid. Oh, I don't know if it's my laptop. Of course you know it's your laptop. You had your lawyer send an email over saying, I need my laptop back. You've already admitted it's your laptop because your lawyer sent an email saying it is yours.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly.
The media shouldn't have even been entertaining this, right? CBS This Morning should just say, well, with all due respect, Hunter, your lawyer sent an email demanding that they get your laptop back from the computer shop. Are you're now saying it's not yours? This is nothing but propaganda. This is nothing but lying by CBS News. This is nothing but the active establishment media telling you and selling you something that just isn't true, that is just not accurate. That is what this is. And everybody knows it. It is obvious. But hey, we're the news media. We'll tell you to feel sorry for this guy.
There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be.
I love this. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be unicorns, by the way, as well, that fly. Pigs that fly. There could be that. That's true. There could be. Oh, my gosh, is what I would say to this in response. Give me a break. This is absolute insanity happening on TV, and this and CBS News is perpetuating this lie to the American people that somehow Hunter Biden's a credible source. Go buy his book, and oh, his dad's amazing when his dad was clearly taking advantage of a drug addict, his own son.
It could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
And you didn't drop off a laptop to be repaired in Delaware?
Not that I remember at all.
Not that I remember. By the way, doesn't this go along nicely with the other big story about Lester Holt? You know, Lester Holt got this big journalism award where he came out and said this week that you shouldn't have to tell both sides of the story anymore. While he's getting an award for journalism, I guess that's what CBS News is doing right now. They're doing what Lester Holt said to do. You don't have to tell both sides. You don't have to ask tough questions. You don't have to talk about any of this crap. Right? You don't have to do any of it. Just go with it. Just go with it. Tell the story you want to tell. Tell the story that you want to tell and make that story happen. Sell it. Make that story sound great. Push that story. And tell everybody the story you want to tell, which is Hunter Biden was not taken advantage by his father, that his father tried to save him when in fact that's the opposite. Hunter Biden won't even admit that the laptop was his. Hunter Biden clearly broke the law getting that gun and lying on that form. No one's going to talk about that. Hunter Biden hoarded out the American government to his advantage and his father's advantage for their company, for their crime family, their mafia. And no one seems to care about that either. Because, hey, we got to sell this. We got to sell this at all costs. We got to sell this and make sure that everybody knows what's actually happening here. We got to sell this and promise that everybody will know how this happened, when it happened, what happened here, and the story that we need them to tell, that I'm a victim. Here's my book. Read it. My dad tried to save my life. And that is the end of the story. I shouldn't go to jail. I didn't do anything illegal. Everything is fine. If you want to know why you don't believe the media, this is why. You want to know why you ask questions, this is why. If you want to know how biased the media is, this is it. This is nothing but propaganda on full display, propaganda from the media on total display. Let me say this real quick as well. Please make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. We have a hard time getting out our podcast now since social media, big tech has silenced us because of shows that we do just like this one. We can't get this out on Facebook anymore. They've shut us down. Please make sure you share this with your family and friends. Tell them about this podcast. Take a screenshot of this podcast and share it on social media. I hope everybody will help get this news out there. See you back here tomorrow. Have a great day.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.